The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios of KCNR.
Good morning.
Good morning. Are we okay?
Oh, yeah, we're just getting ourselves all adjusted. Hey,
okay,
it is Monday morning, right?
Here. Yeah. Hey, today, I got to turn myself up here. Test.
Today is the 10th.
Today, the 10th of March. You know, this month is kind of speeding through. Or last
it is,
month,
isn't it?
Last month on the 10th of February was really like the 2nd of February. 7:05 in the morning, and the news at the top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here, and David's at the helm.
Good morning.
How are you?
Doing good.
David found out he was allergic to cherry blossoms.
Ooh.
And he's got a tree by his house.
I can smell it in the house this morning.
Oh, no.
I'm ready for the rain to knock it down.
Wait a minute.
We can't have that. Here's what happens when we get those hard rains. We have hundreds of peach blossoms on our peach tree. Did you notice that, honey?
Mm-hmm.
And if it rains real hard and knocks the blossoms off, no peaches. So, if it rains only at your house, I hope it rains only at your house and takes out the cherry blossoms. But we need to keep those peach blossoms on because this could be a bumper year. So there.
I'm hoping because I have a friend. You know, and here's the interesting thing. We all know this, is that, you know, you hear people, oh, my flowers are in bloom and my peaches are... And we're in downtown Reading, and we don't have, I mean, our camellias are finally out, but they've always come out in December. And now, you know, that is the only thing that's blooming. Our peaches are getting a little bit of, like, tiny buds. But I've got, like, a girlfriend that is over off of, you know, over down by, is it called Wonderland Exit?
Yeah.
You know, on the way up to Mount Shasta. She's got 5 acres up there. And she's got, like, full-on, not developed peaches, but...
Already they're starting?
Yes.
Well, yeah, but she does things like water them. And she puts that spray on them.
She came and sprayed ours.
That's probably why we have all the peach buds blossoms now. You, Linda and I together have a green... We don't have a green thumb. We have a brown, wrinkly thumb when it comes to... this year...
You say that every year.
Jim and I are going to we're going to put grass out in the backyard in that one 10 by 10 spot that seems for some reason to have died. At one time it was sod.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. And so we've got, what we have there is the mesh that goes underneath that's our backyard. In that one spot is the mesh that used to be sod.
Is it my imagination or... You know, and again, we're always about trying to help people up and coming. You know, I love that. I love to, you know, breathe air into an artist, as they're blossoming. And I feel that way about, painting our house. We've had our house painted twice, not too long ago, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, we had our house painted. And here we are already faded, chipping. I don't understand. Is this something that happens all the time in Reading?
On one side.
You've got to get up close. You've got to see. I mean, I know you haven't looked because you've been so busy. But, I mean, I just would love to be able, if you know anybody, do let us know here at the station because it would be really fun to go through interviewing somebody and having them on. And if they're looking to go into this vocation as they grow, I would love to have them come and work on our house. It's all a process anyway. Even the best of the best, after 5 years, is peeling and chipping. And I don't understand why, unless it's just a Reading. We have a house that's 60 years old, and it could be redwood, and it just can't hold the heat. But, you know, anyway, 7:09 in the morning, and let's talk about... Oh, I didn't even go there. My goodness. Okay. Did the time change affect you?
No, the both time change didn't affect us. No, yeah, right.
Both of us. And I'm starting to feel, you know, David, there might be something in the air because all of a sudden I'm getting something on my tongue. It must be in the air. Like, I'm so sensitive to if somebody sprayed or, you know, when the blossoms come out or any of that stuff, a skunk, you name it, it stays in my nasal, goes into my tongue, and it just is the weirdest thing. But anyway, 68 today, mostly sunny. I went out this morning. Of course, I don't know how many of you have been up and down throughout the night with the time change, but went out this morning at 5 o'clock and saw that there was a little bit of a breeze, but just about 5 miles in the afternoon today. Mostly clear skies tonight with overnight lows of 44. Tomorrow calls for 66, mostly sunny and overnight lows. Showers possibly tomorrow night at 47. Now, as Wednesday, Thursday go on, it looks like we've got showers on Wednesday and Thursday, clearing up on Thursday night, and then well, gosh, we don't really have
Friday rain and snow showers. What? Bro, no. I was supposed to be out.
Those galoshes
I was
away
supposed
yet.
To be out rounding up cattle Friday and Saturday. That's not going to happen. I'm sorry, but Odina doesn't mind being out in the rain, riding around.
Well,
I do.
We got a lot of stuff coming. We just got through doing just a wonderful
and
huge
the
event.
The weather is brought to you by
Shasta Gas Propane. And thank you for keeping me on track. In Anderson, our friends out there, it's a veteran-owned business where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. Little update about what we did over the weekend. We probably saw many of you there. It was the Redding Rancheria Community Fund's annual dinner, and they theme it every year. So this year was gods, goddesses, and togas. And boy, did people come out in costume. And of course, I was there, I was on stage, with Pat, so we could only see out to maybe three tables. Pat and then a 7-piece band. Pat plus 6 pieces and myself. And we tailored the evening to do kind of like rock and roll and, songs that were kind of powerful or rock, old time rock and roll. We didn't do any Broadway or that many ballads. I mean, we did a couple ballads, but anyway. So, the winner of the $10,000 recipient, the recipient of the $10,000, if you want to call it like a grant, but they can do whatever they want with those funds, and they're selected, and they really do keep a secret, was Wings of Angels. So congratulations to Donna and her team, Wings of Angels, and we've had them on before. We know that started because her daughter, passed away, and, she just really touched her heart, and she started this. So there were all these nonprofits in the room. Place was packed. 500. They added 5 tables. The place was sold out. And everybody came in great energy and great, what do you want to call it? What would you were in the audience.
It was. It was the costumes. We had tables with costumes. People were dressed as Poseidon because gods and goddesses.
Yeah.
A lot of togas. Baron Browning, whom a lot of people know, came in. He looked like a senator from ancient Rome.
Okay.
And his wife looked, she looked like her toga was like from back there in Roman times. And there were people dressed up as centurions. There were, Tracy Edwards was dressed up with a long flowing gown, toga type gown with, this thing on her head, like,
one of the crowns.
Yeah, it was.
Everybody
anyway,
did a great job. It was just.
And you were great, honey, by the way.
Well, thank you.
It was a lot of help.
A lot of great help. And so, it was all about, they had beautiful silent auctions. Ty Boss always hand makes a guitar. And so a friend of ours at our table, who is also a guitar player, appreciated that. And so there's all of these wonderful,
shout out to Rick Hill for that.
Yeah. And all of the wonderful, people who just spent money. And then on Saturday night,
I tell you what, let's hold that one because let's take a break because Anne-Marie is going to call us with the community calendar. So let's take our first break here. And
let's
we'll be right back and with Anne-Marie.
Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Summer musical auditions are coming up at Shasta College. Come audition for our 2025 musical production of Guys and Dolls. Auditions will take place on March 10th, 2025 at 6 p.m. in the Shasta College Theater Building 500 and are open to students and the community of all ages. Ensemble members are still needed. Rehearsals will begin June 9th, 2025, and a detailed schedule will be provided to those cast. Contact Dr. Greg Thorson for more details.
Feeling a wee bit green with envy for a proper St. Patty's Day feast? Well, put on your dancing shoes and head to Black Bear Diner. We're bringing back the classics you crave, like our legendary corned beef and cabbage. Slow roasted, thick sliced with all the fixins. It's the real deal. Tender corned beef, melt in your mouth cabbage, and that horseradish cream sauce. Oh, it's a lucky bite. Find your lucky feast Friday through Monday, St. Patty's Day weekend, at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1468, Mutual Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. And this isn't Judy's first rodeo. She started her company in 1993 in two separate divisions, insurance and financial management. If you're looking for somebody to take a look at your insurance plans or your financial plans, give Judy a call at 530-221-0441 for a free review and evaluation. That's Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We do business with Judy. We're real happy there. On the phones, Anne-Marie with our community calendar brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Services, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane, right here in Reading. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good Monday morning.
Yes, how are you? Let's hear about all the things going on in our North State area.
Lots of wonderful stuff. Well, today, Monday, March 10th, is National Pack Your Lunch Day, National Napping Day, and National Mario Day in recognition of the popular video game character. Wednesday is National Girl Scout Day, and Thursday is National Canine Veterans Day, recognizing all the canines that have and still continue to serve. On Saturday, March 15th, special birthday wishes go out to the American Legion, turning 106 years old, originally founded back in 1919. Vitalant is looking for blood donors this month. First-time blood donors that donate during the month of March will receive a $25 gift card. Plus, they are entered into a chance to win one of two $5,000 gift cards. For locations, to make an appointment, or for more information, visit Vitalant.org. Again, this offer is for first-time donors that donate March 1st through March 31st. According to the Vitalant website, every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. Your donation can make a difference. Visit Vitalant.org for more details. Healthy Shasta is hosting a golden shoe hunt that is taking place throughout Shasta County, March 1st through 23rd. There are 20 golden shoes hidden around the county. And this event is part of Healthy Shasta's 20-year celebration. Check out the many trails across Shasta County. Each golden shoe you find is an entry into the Golden Shoe Prize and an entry into the Grand Prize, which is a Great Wolf Lodge Adventure Package. For more information, check out Healthy Shasta on Facebook or online at healthyshasta.org. The Limbs Cafe exhibit at Reading Library is available to view during regular library hours and is located on the second floor of the library. There's a recreation of one of the tables that you can sit at and learn more local history. This is a family-friendly exhibit, so bring the kiddos. The Reading Library is located at 1100 Parkview Avenue. This exhibit is scheduled to run through August and closed for holidays. Library hours include Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., Friday and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sundays, 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. For more information, visit redbloodshoe.org, and it's under events. On Tuesday, look for the Veterans Connect program at the Reading Library from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. This is a great opportunity for California veterans and their families to learn more about local resources, programs, and benefits they have earned through their military service, including but not limited to housing needs, medical care, or other resources. Veterans Connect at the Reading Library is a weekly outreach that takes place on Tuesdays. There will be an AARP tax aid available at the Reading Library on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. This is a free service that is being offered for our seniors, our disabled, and low- and middle-income folks to help prepare their California state and federal income tax returns. Again, this is a free service being offered, but they do ask that you kindly call ahead to make an appointment at 530-500-2206. Tuesday, March 11th, the Bella Vista Volunteer Fire Company will hold their annual corned beef and cabbage dinner, held at their station location at 22028 State Highway 299 East. The event will run from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Tickets are $10 for adults and $7 for kids. Thank you, Ron, for sending over the information. There is also a meals to go option. Now, a flyer went out accidentally that had a different date on it, and the actual date of the event was incorrect on the flyer. The actual date is tomorrow, Tuesday, March 11th. To view the event details, visit Bella Vista Volunteer Fire Company on Facebook. Wednesday morning, March 12th, California Highway Patrol will host Coffee with a Cop from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at Starbucks in Reading, located at 3425 Placer Street. Get to meet our local officers, ask questions, or voice your concerns as you enjoy your morning coffee together. There will also be recruiters on hand for those interested in a law enforcement career. Visit the Reading Farmers Market on Saturday from 8:30 to 12 noon behind Reading City Hall, located at 777 Cypress Avenue. For more information, visit readingfarmersmarket.com. On Saturday, March 15th, look for the Doggy Dash, 5K fun run and free community fair at the Lake Reading Park Gazebo and Pavilion, located at 56 Quartz Hill Road. The community fair will run 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. and feature food, music, a photo booth, local vendors, and dog-friendly activities. The Doggy Dash is at 10 a.m. that day, starting at the Lake Reading Pavilion, and registration starts at 9 a.m. You can do early registration at havenhumane.org/doggydash. Costume contest categories this year include Funniest Costume, Best Duo, Best Overall Costume, and there are prizes for the fastest runners. Event hosted by Haven Humane Society and Nelson Family Dental. Now, next Monday is St. Patrick's Day, so I won't be available next Monday morning, but I did want to mention that next Thursday, March 20th, there will be an event at Mount Shasta Mall in Reading that will benefit Make-A-Wish, Northeastern and Central California. The Radiothon will run 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. This is an annual event that raises donations for Make-A-Wish. Now, you don't need to wait till the actual event to make a donation. You can donate early by going to readingwish.com. And finally, Shasta Fire Safe Council is offering a free curbside chipping program for area residents. The goal of this free service is to help residents in reducing hazardous fuels and also improve defensible space around homes. Depending on where you live, there are certain enroll-by dates for the program. And more information on this free curbside chipping program, call 530-360-0120 or visit Shasta County Resource Management Community Education on Facebook. And you can also check out Shasta County Fire Safe Council on Facebook, view the flyer, and the enroll-by-date deadline. And just a heads up, for the folks that live in Montgomery Creek, Big Bend, or Round Mountain, your deadline is quickly approaching to enroll in this free program. It's April 1st. For more questions, call 530-360-0120. And that is a quick sample of events coming up. I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar. Till next time, everyone.
Well, thank you very much, Anne Marie, and we'll miss you next Monday.
That's okay. I'll be around.
I know you're out celebrating St. Patty's Day.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a great week.
The community calendar is brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Company Services, and they're located at 857 Mistletoe Lane right here in Reading. Their phone lines are 530-224-2345, and they have auto, homeowners, life, and other insurance quotes can answer your insurance questions. Siskiyou Insurance. And we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Basket Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. Also, as a licensed contractor, we've landscaped shopping centers, city parks, and custom residential homes. The sale will start now and continue through springtime. All 1 gallon and larger shrubs and trees are on sale. With spring right around the corner, we have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a
believer. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Nabot. This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. For non-life-threatening emergencies, use their Get Care Now at Shasta Regional to reserve an ER treatment time. Wait from the comfort and safety of your home instead of sitting down there for 3 or 4 hours, and arrive at your projected treatment time. And using Get Care Now is quick and easy. Visit the website at ShastaRegional.com and click on the Get Care Now tab. This doesn't mean if you're, you know, for a life-threatening emergency, no, you go straight there. But if it's something like flu or something and you just don't want to be sitting down there, get yourself a time frame. Doesn't mean you're going to get in right then, but because it is an emergency room. But take care of yourself. Feel more comfortable. Get Care Now at Shasta Regional.
Let's talk about an event we went to on Saturday.
The second event. We went on an event Friday and then Saturday.
Friday night was the big Wind River Ballroom for what they call the Redding Rancheria Community Fund. And how that works is twice a year they give grants to nonprofits. And you can apply, I think, on March.
Several million dollars. Over the years, they've given out. Yeah.
And so one of those recipients that have received a grant through the year, and there's, like I said, there's two options, a period of time that you can go in.
Yeah.
Two different cycles. And so they pick one for the $10,000, recipient on the night, which is Friday night. So that was,
Wings of Angels.
Wings of Angels. And
well deserved.
Right. And so we saw a bunch of people that we work with throughout the year that was there. Okay, so then on Saturday night, some time ago, I had agreed to sing the national anthem, of course, for a wonderful veterans event that Preston Sharp, you've heard about this kid. At 10 years old, he had this idea. He was at his grandfather's funeral and saw that there were these graves that were unattended to. So he found this calling in his heart very early on. Now he's 20.
He's 20 now.
Right. And so this was a big fundraiser for flags and flowers. And a bunch of veterans showed up. We got there at 4. I think we finally, around 6 o'clock, the place was filled. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this is at the Anderson VFW Hall. And I think there's about 250 people there. Because that's how many seats they had, and they were all filled. And
one of our supervisors.
Yeah, Chris Kellstrom
was our MC. He did a great job.
Chris did a really good. He's really good.
Yeah,
at
he did
that.
A really great
and then,
job.
And then he was the auctioneer.
Yeah.
And while he's not one of those trained auctioneers, he did a good job.
Did a great
there.
Job.
But what was really cool was, you know, we saw a lot of people also, and I'm sure they raised a significant amount of funding for the flags and flowers that go on our veterans.
Yeah.
Grave sites.
And God bless Sue McClain, because Sue McClain was there doing
handling the money.
She and her husband were handling the, you know, ticket sales and the raffle tickets and there's a lot that goes in. April, his mother, a lot that goes in there. We sat next to a gal by the name of Rose, who's a friend of April's. Just like, we know what it is to do team, have a team that you bring in that put together those tables and the centerpieces and the chairs and lay it out. And I just, you know, who's going to do it? Asphalt Cowboys came and cooked. Thank you. There's a lot of gratitude and thanks. Old West Guns, the guy who always comes when we do the Safari
Rich.
Club.
Rich.
Yeah, he comes.
From Old West.
He does a great job. Yes.
And he takes care of all of these fundraisers. Yes. And it's not easy. You're bringing in, you know, a dozen firearms, and then you're keeping track of them, and then you've got to get all the names and get all that. And then when the people come down, I mean, it's a big deal. And I want to give a shout out to Sean, who is one of our most avid listeners. And he comes up, and please forgive me, but every time he comes up, I look at him, and I can't remember his name. And, of course, he's lost some weight. I'm not going to mention how much. It might have something to do with it. But I made a point, because it was his little boy's birthday that night. He's the one little boy was raised, you know, was waving the flag when they were bidding on things. And Chris would say, he says, great bid. Let me ask your parents.
Yeah.
And they would nod. But it was his birthday.
It was his birthday.
And, but big shout out to Sean and his family, because they bought some stuff there.
Dessert.
And he's, by the way,
a big deal.
Yeah. He's an avid follower of Dave Ramsey.
Oh, and Sue McClain.
And Sue McClain.
Yeah, I love Sue McClain. Okay. She needs to know that. Hey, I've got some statistics about, you know, like, yesterday, you know, after having this big weekend, yesterday was good. We went out to, what's the place on, it's not Norpalm, but it's the place that's on North Bocelli.
The end of Bocelli there by the river.
Oh, you can take the dog off leash. We enjoyed it. It was 4 or 5 o'clock at night. It was beautiful out. It was just gorgeous. But this morning, I don't know, are you guys feeling wiped out? Well, here's because it's daylight savings time. And, I found this very interesting today. Benjamin Franklin first satirically introduced the idea of daylight savings time in 1784, essay, an economical project, which was published in the Journal de Paris, according to the Franklin Institute. He suggested that if Parisians would simply rise with the sun, they'd save money on candles and lamp oil. The founding father went on to suggest a number of tongue-in-cheek penalties for those who resisted shifting their waking to align with the sun, such as being taxed for window shutters and setting limits on candle purchases, among other sanctions. But the idea of modern daylight saving time is generally credited to George Hudson, and entomologist from New Zealand who proposed the idea in 1895 to accommodate after-work hobby of summertime bug hunting, according to the National Geographic. The idea did not gain global acceptance until World War One, when coal was costly and the energy-saving practice was branded a necessary war effort by nations on both sides of the conflict. On March 9, 1918, the Congress enacted its first daylight savings law and also adopted the Standard Time Act, which defined time zones in the U.S.
Okay, but there are other things to it. That I was reading that it could have concerns for your health.
Well, the evidence is clear that the permanent standard time is healthier. Humans require adequate morning light so that our internal biological rhythms synchronize properly to the local time. This is from an expert. Earlier sunrises, which occur on standard time, are therefore the most conducive for health. Many studies show that a lack of exposure to morning light leads to health problems, including sleep and metabolic disorders, depression, and cardiovascular disease.
In fact, the number of heart attacks rise on the Monday or the day after daylight savings time kicks in. And I think it rises like 20% for that one day. Because your body is not used to jumping forward that much. Your body can take it over a period of time,
right,
can make the changes. But when it jumps forward that much, it takes a while for your brain and everything to sync up with with the sunlight.
According to this article, there's also, again, an elevated risk of strokes during this period. Additionally, car accidents increase about 6% in the week after the time change, resulting in more fatal crashes. These risks
because people are sleepy.
Are sleep deprivation, circadian misalignment, and environmental changes. The effects are most pronounced in the week following the time change, with some impacts lasting up to 2 weeks. You know, I think that's really an interesting article and something for us to be mindful about. Teachers, students, you know, and I don't, you know, I'm feeling this effect today. Both of us are feeling it. I don't know why, and I had a girlfriend in Texas talking about it yesterday that just said it's really kicking her butt. But I don't know why, because, you know, growing up as a kid, you know, you're just excited to go to school and do your thing. I don't know if it's because we're pushing hard on the weekend. I don't know. What do you think, Kurt? Yesterday was great. Felt nothing yesterday. Today.
Yeah.
We were up all night. And then there's going to be a red moon on Wednesday.
I would just like to know who at 3 o'clock in the morning is using electric tools. Who is that? It was like, what? You know, I thought, well, wait a minute. We have air, what is that thing? It recycles air and all that. And I thought, well, maybe that's it. So I just turned that off because it's next to my side of the bed and makes some kind of noise. And then I could still hear it.
Are you?
And then you were wandering around.
I was. No, do you
were wandering around the room. I'm like, what's going on? And the only person, only living thing that wasn't moving and was sleeping was the dog. And it, you know, he was. But his eye would open up, and he'd go, "What are you guys doing? It's dark."
Do you think that we should continue on, because it has been conversation now for some time? Continue on with daylight savings time, or should we just have the same throughout the year? Like some states,
Arizona
do.
Does.
Yeah.
I think Hawaii, they don't pay attention to it. Hawaii didn't pay attention. They're their own little nation out there. Anyway, if you've ever lived in Hawaii, you know, I'm not talking about going there for 2 weeks. No, I mean, if you've ever lived there, I've lived there for 3 years. They are their own nation in Hawaii. I'm just letting you know. Are you ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Who is Mark Carney? He is the next prime minister of Canada, and after winning the race to lead the country's governing Liberal Party, in his first speech, he said he will not let Trump succeed in his efforts to weaken their economy. He was a former governor of the Bank of Canada, former governor of the Bank of England, and will lead the country when it's locked in a possible I'm saying possible. They didn't say it. Possible bitter trade war with the U.S., the largest trading partner. And, of course, Trump signed an executive order imposing a 25% tariff on imports from Canada on February 1st. But it's been twice postponed. And the start date went on, will go into effect. He said the tariffs are a way to pressure Canada to stem the flow of migrants and fentanyl from across the border. And Canada responded by imposing retaliatory taxes on the U.S. goods. He's a political outsider, Carney is, a Harvard graduate, played college-level ice hockey, started as a goalkeeper, and has won praise for handling a financial crisis at the Bank of Canada in 2008. And the Bank of England poached him in 2013. So, and then he was, after the Bank of England, he served as a United Nations envoy on finance and climate change. Okay. Here's the thing is that they, you know, we are their biggest partner, trading partner. We're also their defense, Department of Defense for Canada. And the, you know, you're saying, well, what is this? We didn't ask for this fight, but Canadians are always ready when someone else drops the gloves. So America should make no mistake. In trade as in hockey, Canada will win. No, it won't. Not if we were real serious about it. But I don't think it needs to get to that stage. But we'll see. Anyway, time for a break. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Yeah, Cornerstone Community Bank is a community bank. Yes, they are merging with Plumas, which is another community bank started in Gridley, California. This means instead of having four great branches, we're going to have 19 great branches that we can go to. Our branches here in Red Bluff and Redding and Anderson are not going to change. You're not going to see a difference except by the name on it. Same people are going to be there. Still going to be the cheers of banks. We do business with Cornerstone. We're real happy with them in both our business and our personal accounts. If you want more information about Cornerstone Community Bank, who, by the way, loans for all types of things, They just look at bankcornerstone.com or just go down to one of the branches and talk to the people. They're great. We'll be right back after these messages.
A cancer diagnosis comes with a lot of uncertainty, but where you receive your treatment should never be one of them. Many patients don't realize that they have a choice in their care. You don't have to leave Reading, and you don't have to settle for a rotating team of doctors who don't know your history. At Valor Oncology, you'll receive world-class cancer treatment with the same trusted team by your side every step of the way. Our Harvard-trained oncologist, leading female breast surgeon, and advanced technology rivaling top universities ensure that you get the best possible care right here at home. Tell your doctor you want to be referred to Valor Oncology because your treatment should be your choice. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to learn more. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Experience Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio. Broadcasting from the Wind River Resort and Casino Studios, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567. Gene Hackman, they finally figured out what happened to him and his wife, and it's kind of, if you want to, you know, you might cover up the kids' ears right now. But it appears that his wife died a week before he did from Hanover virus. It's caused in this, and I haven't got that right. I'll have to look it up exactly. But it's caused from rat droppings and mice droppings, and it's in the dry areas. And what happens is you end up breathing it in your lungs. Well, it's huge on the reservations out there. And other places in the Southwest, you can get this. Well, it appears that she died from that, and then he was still alive for maybe up to 4 or 5 days afterwards.
If not a week. I read about this morning.
Yeah, and it's so sad, but he had dementia. And I didn't realize it was, he had, you know, it was that bad.
Right,
died of a heart attack.
Yeah, if you live in a big compound, they said that he was hydrated, which was odd. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, the dog was in the crate, and he had just gone in for an operation, and the vet was reading about the vet, said that they had three dogs, and they had contacted her because she was very devoted to her animals in making sure they had a certain kind of food and certain kind of medications, and that they had kept calling to say, well, you haven't picked it up, you know. But anyway, so the last video that they had of her, she had a mask on, and she was in a CVS pharmacy. So I was reading about this virus that happens, and it takes over your lungs, and it's quick. And one of the doctors talking about it said that somebody came in, it feels like a flu-like symptom. It's a flu-like symptom, and you can die within a half hour because it just comes.
I didn't realize it was that fast, but it's extremely dangerous. And when you're out there in the on the Southwest and you're going into old places that are uninhabited, you know, like some of the old ranches and stuff out there. Anyway, you got to really watch it, and it's very serious. Now, as you know, we have Buford, and Buford does strange things. But there's an article today, on these things that dogs do, and a lot of people have dogs. So when a dog looks into your eyes, what's that mean? Eye contact isn't just a simple glance. It's a deep connection reserved for the closest dog-owner relationships. If your pup holds your gaze with unwavering affection, it's a sure sign of their love is pure and unconditional. Whoa, okay, he bought me then. He got me then. Let me see. They've got these other things. The dogs like being held. Some do.
Some don't.
Mm-hmm. Some dogs, like, he'll let us hold him. I mean, but we don't pick him up. He's 60 pounds. But now, what are some of the other things? Why do dogs follow you to the bathroom? Okay. It's because they like to follow you everywhere, even into the bathroom. It's not about just that. It's a deeper reason. They feel safest when they're close to humans. So you're in the bathroom, they feel safer, and they come in. Also, they're curious. And also, I could see Buford say, well, when I go to the bathroom, you're standing right there. And speaking of that, when a dog is pooping, have you ever noticed a dog will be looking at you? And then, you know what I do?
I turn away.
I turn away because I think, well,
he
maybe.
Needs privacy.
Maybe. Maybe he's uncomfortable. No, just the opposite. He wants eye contact because he's in a vulnerable position and he knows that I got his back.
Okay.
And he knows where you're at and he knows that somebody's protecting him. Mm. I didn't realize that.
Okay.
So now I do. So now I, you know, you'd be over there watching and I go, don't watch him. Don't watch him. How silly of me. Dogs, of course, can't eat chocolate. There's something in chocolate their system can't handle.
No. Deadly.
Yeah. Why do dogs sit on your feet?
Why is that?
It comes from their deep desire to get close to you and protect you. By staying in contact, they can sense your emotions, whether you're relaxed or tense, help them stay attuned to both you and the surroundings. Do dogs understand us? The guy is a psychiatrist at the American Psychological Association's 117th Annual Convention revealed that canine intelligence is comparable to that of a 2-year-old child. They're not going to be solving equations or that or heavy math problems. But dogs can count and develop an impressive vocabulary of over 160 words.
Mm-hmm.
Buford's up to 2, maybe 3 now. One of them is cookies, and the other one is dog park. I can't say that real loud. The dogs have memories. They do. But they don't sit around thinking about it. If they go back to a place, say they go to the beach, have a great time, or the, you know, dog park, they remember that. But they don't dwell on things. They live in the present like many of us should. And let me see, what's the other one?
And finally.
Oh, okay, wait a minute. Why do dogs sleep on their sides?
Why? Because they can?
Well, if they sleep, it's a clear sign they're completely at ease.
Okay.
Both comfortable and emotionally secure.
How about on their back with their legs in the air?
Well, he does that a lot, too. Let me see. And it talks about how they can see at night and why they dig. The one, though, the other one was why they tilt their head so they can hear better. They have 16 muscles in their ears that they can direct it so they can hear better. And then they lean in on you. Why do they put their paw on you? Buford's big at that. He does that to people, puts his paw on it. And that's, it means that, hey, I'm here and I love you.
Aww.
Since dogs rely on nonverbal communication, a single paw touch is their way of seeking attention, affection, and connection.
Well, he does it.
He does it all the time.
We have Shasta College coming on next, and it's one of my favorite parts of our program. It's always positive, by the way. We need some more of that. We're talking about early college programs. And also, just before we leave, we are going to be having what they call a blood moon. Total lunar eclipse will create blood moon visible on Friday. If you're willing to stay up late for an hour beginning at 2:26 a.m., I don't know. Don't have to really worry about that with daylight savings time. It's in a total lunar eclipse, the entire moon falls within the darkest part of the Earth's shadow called the umbra. When the moon is within the umbra, it appears red-orange. Lunar eclipses are sometimes called blood moons because of this phenomenon.
I thought the umbra was a bra that any woman could wear. Oh, no, that's a unibra.
Oh,
okay.
All right, there you go. I'm laughing at your... This was kind of...
Yeah, I know.
I don't
know. It's Monday.
It was a weird laugh.
And,
yeah.
You know, it's Monday and it's after the change in time. I'm just not here today. I just want to lay down on the floor with Buford and sleep.
According to Breitbart's News, a solar eclipse reveals the sun's corona, which the owl and the scientists have continued to study during the few minutes of totality. anyway, that's it's very interesting. We've had a lot of moons this year.
A lot of moons this year. We've had blue moons, which is two moons in,
coming
the, same,
up.
In the same month. And now we got a red moon. What happens if we get a chartreuse moon?
Is there
How about a salmon moon? How about?
I think there is a salmon moon.
Is there? If it's a red moon, why can't it be salmon? All right, we got to take a break for the news. We come back, we'll be with Shasta College and the early college program they have here, and what exactly that is and why it's good for our students. We'll be right back.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Ending the war in Ukraine, that will be the focus of talks planned for tomorrow. The discussions involving Secretary of State Rubio and high-ranking Ukrainian officials being hosted by the Saudis.
Marco Rubio lands in Jeddah tonight, ready to press the Ukrainians to sign President Trump's minerals deal. Mr. Zelensky is also in Saudi Arabia to meet the Crown Prince, but is not expected formally to take part in talks with the Americans, instead leaving that to his senior officials.
And that to BBC's Tom Bateman. President Trump talking about lifting the ban on intelligence sharing with Ukraine. He is also discussing tariffs.
For years, the globalists, the big globalists, have been ripping off the United States. They've been taking money away from the United States. And all we're doing is getting some of it back. And we're going to treat our country fairly.
President on Fox News Sunday Morning Features with Maria Bartiromo. China's retaliatory tariffs on U.S. agricultural imports take effect today. Last week, Mr. Trump had hiked tariffs on a range of Chinese goods. The Supreme Court has agreed to decide whether state and local governments can enforce laws banning conversion therapy for LGBTQ plus children, that in the case out of Colorado. The justices have also heard arguments in a Tennessee case over whether state bans on treating transgender minors violate the Constitution. The FAA is investigating yesterday afternoon's fiery crash of a single-engine plane in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. The plane went down in the parking lot of a retirement community in Mannheim Township. Five people on board were hospitalized, several sent to burn centers. There were no injuries among people on the ground. Watching Wall Street this morning, stocks are sharply lower. The Dow is down 362 points, while the Nasdaq is off 464 points. More on these.
As much with NordVPN's birthday deal. Get 72% off and a coupon to 1 year free. Visit NordVPN and discover the benefits. Secure up to 10 devices with a single account. Encrypt your online traffic. Reduce the risk of phishing, scams, and malware with NordVPN's Threat Protection Pro. Get the special birthday deal at NordVPN.com. Additional terms apply. NordVPN.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotHotGrill.com. We make the amazing Solaire infrared gas grills that are built to last and will consistently deliver better than restaurant grilled food. The Solaire infrared burner heats up to 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes, even in the dead of winter. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills food faster. Learn more about these fantastic USA-made grills at BestHotGrill.com. Solaire hot, fast grills at BestHotGrill.com.
A one-day strike at 13 German airports has grounded most flights.
The 24-hour walkout, which started at midnight, involves public sector employees at the airports, as well as ground and security staff. The warning strike, as it's called, a common tactic in German wage negotiations, relates to two separate disputes. Negotiations on a new pay and conditions contract for airport security workers, and a wider dispute over pay for employees of federal and municipal governments. I'm Charles Villatasma.
South Korea's military says North Korea has fired several ballistic missiles into the sea, the launch today happening hours after South Korean and U.S. troops kicked off their large annual combined drills, which the North considers an invasion rehearsal. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said the missile firings are North Korea's fifth missile launch event this year. Earlier today, South Korean and U.S. militaries began their drills. News and analysis, townhall.com. There is growing concern over what is found in some beauty products.
Cancer-causing ingredients have been found in popular synthetic hair products, also known as hair weaves. A new Consumer Reports study found artificial hair brands like Magic Fingers, Sensational, Shake and Go, all had carcinogens. 90% of the hair surveyed also included high concentrations of lead. Exposure to even low levels of lead can cause damage over time, and higher levels can cause kidney and nervous system damage. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Tens of thousands of people packed into Mexico City's main plaza, celebrating with President Claudia Sheinbaum a decision by the U.S. to postpone tariffs on many of the country's goods. The crowd carrying banners reading Mexico is to be respected. Yesterday's celebration came days after President Trump put off 25% tariffs on many Mexican imports for a month. Townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Broadcasting from downtown Redding here on Market Street with our window on the world out here. Good morning. It's Monday, the 10th of March, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, David's at the helm, but we turned his microphone off so that Peter could speak. Because this way we've got like five microphones going at
five,
one time.
Yeah, five, isn't that great?
Yeah, Linda's here with
Usually you go to the producer and you say, what's the day of the week? Well, today we have National Pack Your Lunch Day, okay, this is the perfect one, National Napping Day.
Yeah, this is it. Cause
day after.
In fact, in about 5 minutes, I'm turning the show over to Linda. I'm going to lay on the floor with Buford and sleep.
And blueberry popover day. That's not yummy. Okay, currently 43 degrees in the downtown studio. If you are just going to be going out, if you're going to be going outside today, looks like we're going to have around 68 degrees. Mostly sunny today with our overnight lows of about 44. We have about 5 miles. Our wind is not really bad. Calm winds, actually, Tuesday. Tomorrow, calls are mostly sunny with a high of 66. Now, our showers begin tomorrow night after 11. Wednesday, showers again with a high near 52. And it looks like there's going to be wind picking up about 10 to 17 miles per hour. Maybe gusts. According to this national forecast here for this area, 39 miles per hour. So, you know, batten down your hatches, if you call it that. Wednesday night, showers again with the wind. And Thursday, 53 with showers, overnight lows of 36. So we're going back and forth again with this kind of chilly weather with
the
wind.
Go to Friday.
Well, Friday, rain and showers. It looks like we have maybe some snow. It's snow, but we'll get more to that later. Just day by day, you know, things do change with our national forecast. But the weather is always brought to you by our friends out in Anderson. That's Shasta Gas Propane, where it is a locally owned, a veteran-owned business. Give them a call at 365-378-3793. I will complete my sentences, but it is Monday. It's daylight savings time. Operating on very little sleep.
Locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business.
I got all of my sentences to a complete form today.
We'll put you on AI later. Hey, we are here with Shasta College and Peter Griggs. Good morning, Peter.
Hey, good morning, Carl and Linda. Uh-oh. We got it? Okay.
Okay, he's got it. I don't know what... It sounds a little bit lower today. I don't know why.
Well, anyway, Peter.
It's okay. There are a lot of people who say I sound better lower.
No,
so.
There you go. I think you're on now. So we got a fifth mic that we don't use very much over there. So it's good to have you in the studio today, Peter.
It's always great to be here, Linda. Thanks so much for having us. And again, we're excited to be here and be able to share about some of our programs.
Well, once a month, we love having Shasta College on. And Peter, you always put together amazing people that you bring in, highlighting Shasta College, which is... you know, of course, a premier institution. So shall we begin with what today is about?
You bet. No, we're really excited. So we're here with our early college programs, and some people may not recognize that title. So this is our dual or concurrent enrollment programs.
Okay.
And this really involves where we allow high school students to come in and be able to get started on their college-going programs. So they're able to take college-level courses, right, and get credit for those, which really gives them a jump start on their going to college. And so this is an exciting program. It encompasses at least 25 to 30% of our student body. It's huge. Right, and this is throughout. This is not just one high school. This is a number of high schools. And so we're joined today with the director for those programs and also one of our students, Wyatt, here to talk about, and he goes to Foothill, here to talk about his experiences.
I love that. I love that. And I think, moms and dads and people taking their kids to school or thinking about, you know, we've got someone like, you know, Nathan Laurie, who's the dual enrollment coordinator. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Wyatt Grace, who is a high school senior at Foothill.
Good morning.
Good morning. Wyatt, let's start with you.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, how did you hear about the program?
So it sort of started my freshman year because there's all the courses that say dual enrollment. I didn't really know what it meant, but I just got thrown in one of the classes. And then basically what it was is they would put us in the college class at the college, and the instructor sort of taught at the high school but was also qualified to be a college instructor. So then we got the college credit for it as well.
And what class was that? What was the first class that you took that would have been transferable?
That was graphic design, and then it transferred over to a Photoshop class at the college.
Wow.
Okay.
So, Nathan, who's the coordinator over there,
yeah.
What having people in like this, of course, is a huge boost to them when they start college. So tell us a little bit about the program itself, how it started, and that.
So the best thing about dual enrollment is that when you're in high school, before you get that high school degree, you pay no tuition, no fees, and if you take the class at your high school, you don't pay for books either. It's a completely free program, and everything that you take there at your high school through dual enrollment gives you high school and college credit. And on your transcript, it's not going to say taken at a high school, taken through dual enrollment. It's full Shasta College credit that would look exactly like an adult's transcript.
So can Wyatt comes in and he takes, when did you start this, Wyatt?
That was my freshman year.
Freshman year? So freshman year in high school is over there in the college level. So can they, how many hours can they pick up like this? Is there a limit
on it? Is it credits or how is it?
So there is a limit depending on the high school you go to on how many units you can accrue each semester. It'll either be 11 or, in the case of Wyatt's high school, different high schools have different agreements with us, and some of them you can take up to 15. Most of the high schools in Reading are able to have their students take 15 units a semester.
A semester?
Right.
So he could graduate from high school and have an AA degree at the same time?
Let me tell you something. Okay. Wyatt, why don't you tell us what you're graduating with this year?
Okay.
So I graduate high school in June, and then last semester I finished my AST in math and then my AA in engineering.
Stop it! Oh, my gosh. I mean.
Okay, so that's, you've got your first 2 years of college.
Yes.
Also in.
While you're in high school.
And how old are you?
17.
So.
That's amazing.
Theoretically now, because you're obviously going, I don't know, what are you going to do now? I mean, are you going off to college? Are you going to, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to go to college for electrical engineering.
Okay, so he's going to start with 2 years, and how old are you?
17.
17. So theoretically, you could graduate before 20.
Yep.
With your electrical engineering degree.
Yep, that's the plan.
Well,
you can't celebrate by having a glass of champagne.
We're going to have to take a break because when we get back, I really want to know about how you found out about this. Was this just purely through school that you found out about this program? What inspired you and who inspired you to be able to take this track, this course? But we do have to take a break. Coming back, we've got Nathan Laurie, who's the dual enrollment coordinator, Wyatt Grace, our high school senior. We're talking about who's going to graduate high school with his AA because of these programs that we're finding out about here. Yes, absolutely. 8:13 in the morning, early break here on KCNR. This is Carl and Linda Bott with Free Fire Radio. We'll be right back after these messages.
get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Feeling a wee bit green with envy for a proper St. Patrick's Day feast? Well, put on your dancing shoes and head to Black Bear Diner. We're bringing back the classics you crave, like our legendary corned beef and cabbage. Slow roasted, thick sliced with all the fixings. It's the real deal. Tender corned beef, melt in your mouth cabbage, and that horseradish cream sauce. Oh, it's a lucky bite. Find your lucky feast Friday through Monday, St. Patrick's Day weekend, at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Experience Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Knocks off a couple years of my stamp. We'll talk about that in a minute. We're just on the air when I was saying that. We'll know what that means in a minute.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl Lindebach. This portion of the show brought to you by Craftmaster Windshield Repair. If you're trying to, you got a little bitty chip on your windshield, that can get to a big crack right away. Well, Jeff Worsh can fix it. And when he does, he guarantees it for the life of the windshield. He fixed an 8-inch crack on my windshield about 17 years ago, and you still can't see it. And all the little chips since then. So whether it's a chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, take your vehicle down to 3208 South Market Street and get a free inspection and analysis from a master windshield repairman. You're not going to be disappointed. Give them a call, 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Or like I said, just drop by. Locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business, Crackmaster Windshield Repair, and Jeff Worst. And we're here with Shasta College and Nathan Laurie, who is the dual enrollment coordinator, and Wyatt Grace, who is a senior out at Foothill, and obviously an overachiever. I'm kidding here. Nathan, there's more than just dual enrollment programs.
That's right. That's right.
Three different programs.
So we have a number of different high school options for kids to get college credit. Depends on what kind of student you are, what your plans are. You can always do dual enrollment. That's where the class happens at their high school, taught by a qualified Shasta College instructor or someone that's been approved to teach that class. You don't leave your high school. You don't pay for any books or fees, and then you get the college credit. You can also do concurrent enrollment. That's when the class happens outside of the school day. You can either do it in person or online at Shasta College. High school students can take any class they qualify for at Shasta College. There's no age requirement there. So if you meet with one of our counselors and they decide, yep, you know, this kid's definitely qualified to take the class, they can take a class outside of their school time. On top of that, we have College Connection. That's a full-time high school program that happens exclusively at Shasta College. So you're still enrolled at your local high school. You can still graduate with your friends. You can still do sports at the high school. However, you're going to take all your classes at Shasta College. You know, we all know there's different types of students. They need different types of support. And depending on what works best for you, whether you want to go into the workforce after high school, whether you're looking to go to Shasta College and do your tutor degree like I did, or whether you're looking to go to a four-year university, Shasta College can help you find those classes that you need for free and put you ahead of the game before you graduate, and potentially even graduate early.
Well, that's what we just said with Wyatt. Now, Wyatt, you're graduating from high school and Shasta College.
Yep.
At the same time.
Yeah.
And with your AA.
And AST.
So, as we just said earlier in the show, he's going to, you know, now he's got your, 17 now. Mm-hmm. So, theoretically, you could finish college by the time you're 19.
Mm-hmm.
Theoretically.
Yeah.
Before we took a break, I wanted to find out from you, Wyatt, how did you start tracking? When did you know that you could do this dual program? You had to, you know, get hunger in your belly over it.
Yeah.
What happened?
So at the end of my, I just did normal dual enrollment throughout my first couple years, and then over like the summer between sophomore and junior year, I took a pre-calculus class, and then from there they increased the limit for us, and then I just started taking more and more classes. So.
But how did you know, just like I said, going into being a freshman, that you were going to? Oh, I'm also going to. Take classes in college.
What got you into
that? What inspired you? Who did you see somebody do this? How did you hear about it? Et cetera.
So, yeah, freshman year, I actually didn't plan on doing any of it. I just got thrown in the class, so then
You're 14.
Yeah, and then I was just planning on, I didn't even know what I was going to do, if I was going to do trade school or what after high school. And then sophomore year, I think, is kind of where I switched to wanting to go more on the college route, and then I started I think dual enrollment came to the high school and gave their little spiel, and then
right.
I was like, okay, I'll try this. So
important.
So, Nathan, you go to the high schools, and what is it, like a big assembly or something like that, or do you go to individual classes?
You know, it depends on how the high school prefers it. Sometimes we go, you know, we went down to Corning. We got 280 students signed up with Shasta College in a single day. But sometimes it works better for schools to just do it one class at a time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you go there, you present what they're going to be doing to a class of about 30. You get them through that Shasta College application, which, you know, can be a little tricky. It's a lot of times for these students, it's their very first time doing an application all by themselves. So they get a little practice, a little adulting there, and then we get them through the paperwork, and then they just remain regular high school students. But the great thing about this program is that we're actually bringing Shasta College out to these high schools. And remember, you know, Shasta College's service area is three counties wide. Shasta, Tehama, and Trinity were the largest geographic area of any of the community colleges. So even when you're talking about Bernie, Trinity, Fall River, we can bring the resources to Shasta College out to those communities and give them access to college credit without having them leave their high school.
Have to drive the crazy,
yeah, from,
you know,
Bernie. Fall River and all that. Okay, so
that's
obviously
fantastic.
So how many people do you have enrolled in this?
Over 2,400 this semester.
2,400 high school students.
It represents about 25% of all Shasta College enrollments.
Now, is Wyatt a a unicorn, or is he one of the, or is he one of many unicorns?
So,
and you know what I mean by that, right? A unicorn.
Yeah.
We haven't ever had a student get two AAs before they graduate high school. He's exceptional in that respect. However, there's lots of students that will be getting their AA along with their high school diploma.
Imagine that, but two, right? So that's exceptional. But many others, though, will get their AA, and they're ready to go off to college if that's what they want, with 2 years done
university.
Already.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, 2 years done, completely free. And I want to emphasize too that for the students out there that are thinking of going right into the workforce, and you know, in this community, we need welders, we need people working on auto, we need diesel, we need machinists. We can make that happen too. Some of those classes happen through dual enrollment right on their campus, and then you can meet with one of our counselors, and then they can get a certificate, which is less units, specifically because we want to get them into the workforce.
Now, I'm glad you brought that up, mm-hmm. because this isn't just strictly for the ones that are going off to a four-year university. These are ones, in, like you said, that can go through the trade side of it and walk away after they graduate from high school with an AA degree, ready to go in, and they've been trained. They've got their certificate in diesel mechanics or welding, or how about forestry? Is it forestry? Is a little bit,
yes, we actually had a number of high school students this year taking a lot of our forestry, you know, wildland survival, forestry survival classes. They take a lot of units. There's a lot of extra requirements, but we've been helping them through it, and we've probably got about a half dozen kids that are taking those.
Wildland survival.
Wildland fire survival. I wouldn't quote me on the title of that class. I think that's right, but
okay.
I'll let the instructors handle that part.
Because you have, of course, the Fire Academy out there, and one of, you know, you poached one of our producers one time.
Our producer.
That went through it.
Yep.
And,
so
and he's real happy. And what a dramatic, a great young man. And when he left, he was all of 140 pounds or 100, you know, that. And when we saw him during the class, he was like 175 pounds of muscle. And
stood a little straighter.
Stood a little straighter.
Okay, so going back to you, Wyatt. Okay, so again, we were talking about the motivational aspect. You're 14. You go to high school. It's your sophomore year. You hear, Nathan, which is Mr. Laurie, come in and speak. And then you had to get like, maybe I want to do that. Do you have engineering in anybody in your family?
So, no, my dad, his side of the family, none of them have college degrees, and then there's some construction, and he went military and stuff, and then...
Hoorah!
Yeah, and then my mom's side of the family, she has a degree in business, but not engineering,
mm-hmm.
and then my grandpa is just really wanting me to go into engineering and be able to get my stamp one day. So,
okay, he keeps talking about the stamp. Tell people what the stamp is. You had us both like,
what? Yeah,
you got my. I can get my stamp.
If I do that. I'm 2 years without. I couldn't get my. Yeah. I was like, what are you talking about? Okay.
Yeah. So without the stamp, you just have to draft all of the engineering plans and then give them to someone with a stamp, and then they have to look over them.
So the stamp says that these are good plans.
Yes.
They're
going to
work. It's the approval stamp.
That's the approval.
And so that's why when you graduate with your electrical engineering, you're going to go for your master's.
Yep.
Which then will allow you to do that at age 22.
Somewhere around there. Yeah.
I figured 2 years to get your master's.
Yep. Somewhere around there.
That's what my granddaughter's. I got mine in shorter time than that, but she said, I always thought it was just like 1 year, but it's not. It's 2 years of stuff mm-hmm. that you have to do. Wow. So I bet you're really proud of that program, Nathan.
It is super rewarding. It is super rewarding.
Oh my gosh, but 2,400 people in it.
And when we come back,
wait a minute, just one last.
Okay.
Do you coordinate all of that?
We have a team, so I'm one of three specialists right now. We recently have grown our team quite a bit, and we also have a couple other employees. We got my boss, Tabitha, and we're going to be hiring for a coordinator. So we, you know, with 22 high schools, we split them up, you know, we make sure that they get what they need. But, you know, we've been there long enough now to watch freshmen come all the way through the program. And, you know, now they're going to be graduating in two places at once. Other people are going to be going into the workforce. Other people are getting scholarships. So just, you look at the number of units that we've awarded over this whole entire time, and it's pretty great.
So you walked down the aisle twice then, huh?
I'll walk down the aisle at Shasta College and then at Foothill a couple weeks later. Right.
Oh my goodness. Well, so, when we come back, I would like to find out more about, you, Dr. Lori, or, I don't even know what to call you.
Mr.
Lori, okay. And find out about, your background and what inspires you to be one of the great instructors out at Shasta College.
And are your parents listening today?
I'm not sure.
Well, that's okay because they can go back today on our website and hear this whole interview.
Yeah.
So, and we're streaming at KCNR1460.com, so everybody in the United States, hundreds of thousands are learning about Wyatt Grace. And you've probably got electrical engineering firms out there, say, put his name down, get his phone number, call Carl, and see how do we get a hold of this guy. All right, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers. Been there, or was founded in 1960, been in the same location since 1967, and it's the best barbershop. The only place I've had my hair cut since 2007 is at Cypress Square Barbershop. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. You go in there, get a great haircut, and, you know, talk to the barbers. You know, you can catch up on your car and track or whatever it's called, or, you know, American Rifleman. And it's just a good place to go. And I make an appointment with them at 530-244-9478. So it works on my schedule so I can go in, get my hair cut, kick around a little bit, and then take off. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. Also, as a licensed contractor, we've landscaped shopping centers, city parks, and custom residential homes. The sale will start now and continue through springtime. All 1 gallon and larger shrubs and trees are on sale. With spring right around the corner, we have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun blooms. Blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
I'm Marilyn.
And I'm Abby, her BFF.
We're in Riverfront Playhouse's production of Ripcord by David Lindsay Abair, directed by John Welch.
March 7th through the 23rd, join us for this hilarious comedy about feisty elderly women.
Us, who become roommates in a retirement community. See how our comic, playful rivalry leads to a series of funny and unexpected pranks.
Grab your tickets now at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Sponsored by this station and these amazing pro arts businesses.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour,
starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, Monday the 10th of March, already this month is running by. I feel so much better. At this time last year, on the 10th of February, it was only the 2nd of February.
You mean the 10th of March?
It is the 10th of March, but last month.
Okay.
On the 10th of February, it was really the 2nd of February. It was the longest month I've ever experienced in my life, and that includes combat. I mean, it just went on, and I whinged about it the whole month. I know you're tired of it, because now February's gone, but I'm still talking about it. Anyway, hey, welcome back to the show, 8:35 in the morning, about 42 degrees out there, and enjoy today, because they're talking about snow on Friday.
Yeah,
I was supposed to be out rounding up cattle with my friend on horses Friday and Saturday. I just don't think that's going to happen.
Well, some cowboys go out even in the rain and the
snow. Well, they have to. They have to. I do this kind of like, let's go out there and I'll help you round them up.
You know, I don't think you're going to be having earmuffs on or anything like that.
No, I'm not going to be sliding down hills chasing a cow.
No, others can do that.
No, I don't think he will either, because he doesn't have to do it this weekend. We'll catch it up next weekend or something.
So engineering and all of that aspect of engineering.
Yeah, we're here at Shasta College.
A large.
And you know what? Every time, you know, Peter, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Hey, every month you bring in, and I always go back to the horticulture. He was bringing in somebody for an hour to talk about horticulture, and I thought, I'm going to die here. I'm going to die on the air. People will hear it. There's going to be a sound of thud, and the producer's going to have to come in here and give me CPR. It was one of the most fascinating, just like this one, shows we ever had.
Right.
You brought the guy in with the mohawk, the multicolored mohawk. Yes. And I'm looking at him, and I'm thinking, oh, boy. Guy had two tours in Afghanistan, came back, was in a high-powered job, and he said there was no leadership. Yes. And when you come out of the military, that's a big thing, is when you work for somebody, what kind of leadership is it? And he said, there was just no leadership. Yeah, I was making money, but... So he took one of those tests that tells you what you might be good at. I forget what that's called. But one of them was horticulture. Mm-hmm. So he came down, signed up at Shasta College, and he was still driven, like they wanted 50 tomato plants, and he planted 500, if you remember that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, there were a lot of tomatoes that year. And it was just like the hour went through just like that.
Yeah.
Just like this one, because we're talking about early college programs with the coordinator for dual enrollment, Nathan Laurie, and then a young man by the name of Wyatt Grace, who's a high school senior, and he's somewhat of a unicorn, because he's not only graduating with his high school degree, he's got two AA degrees from Shasta College, and then he's off to university studying electrical engineering. And we've been giving him a bad time during the breaks here. But Nathan, something about you. How'd you get there?
So Shasta College runs pretty deep in our family. Both me, my wife, my mom, my dad, my brother, most of my friends, we have all gone out there at various times. So it has been really beneficial in a lot of ways to my family, my mom and dad.
At the time, Shasta College offered real estate classes. My mom went through that series, graduated. My dad went through the welding series, graduated. My brother did transfer work, was ASB president, got a full ride to Davis. And then I slowly chipped away one class at a time on my transfer work and then transferred to UC Berkeley. My wife did over 60 units there. So we really love Shasta College. And then after I graduated, we had a kid, came back to Reading here, and I was working at Trader Joe's, and then I saw an opportunity to work with
a great place,
which is a great place.
Yeah. It really is. Yeah.
Everybody happy seems happy there.
You can use those dual degrees.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I mean, it's just like a happy
Trader
place.
Trader Joe's. No, I know people that have quit other jobs.
And
it's a
wonderful place. Career opportunity.
Really is. But I wanted to work with kids.
Right. Uh-huh.
And I saw an opportunity at Shasta College to work with the high schoolers. I'd heard about dual enrollment. And there's just so many more opportunities now than when I was in high school. I graduated in 2000. And at that time, there was just College Connection. And at that time, it meant that you left your high school entirely. You don't graduate with your friends.
Ooh.
And it's a huge commitment.
Yeah.
Now we have so many opportunities for high schoolers, no matter where you're at in high school. One program that I forgot to mention is that if you're behind, you're in high school and you're behind units, you're struggling a little bit at your current high school, you can also go to Gateway to College. Gateway to College is a program exclusively for students that are lacking in units and they need to make up units.
Mm-hmm.
It's an intensive program with a small cohort of students that only attends Shasta College, and it's like a dual enrollment program but on the Shasta College campus. So they get to take college and high school classes at the same time. They get to make up units, and it also helps them reestablish that relationship with education. You know, many times students can have a negative interaction with education. They think it's not for them. Think school is not for them. And then we watch them go into Gateway to College. They have an incredible staff. They have a very low student-to-teacher ratio, and we watch them excel. They have a culture of success out there, and so we want to make sure everyone knows that really no matter what kind of high school student you are, you're an overachiever, you want to just get a little ahead, you want to go to work right away, or if you're struggling a little bit in the current environment that you're in, we probably have something for you at Shasta College.
Well, you know, my opinion on that is that a lot of times because you've got larger classes, you've got kids that are really bright. It's just boring to them. And when it's boring to them, they just tune out. And I've seen that when I was teaching. And so what you try to do is, how do you give them that extra attention, but then you've got another 25 people in there. So others, it's just it's not hitting them right. And taking them in high school, as we all know, Wyatt, it can be a tough place. I mean, it can be a tough place in there. So going over to Shasta College with a smaller group in a completely different atmosphere, I could see where that could be a huge boon to kids that are having some problems.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't want anyone to think that your high school experience is going to decide your educational future.
Your life.
It's not. You know, even my brother dropped out of high school. He was having lots of trouble at home. He was getting into drugs. Eventually, he had a come to Jesus moment and went back, got his proficiency, and just getting over that hurdle is tough.
GED.
Shasta College can help you with that. And then he took off once he got to Shasta College.
Well, it's that change.
Love it.
And why? We're going to drag you right back into this. The difference between high school and college. The one thing I really realized when I went the first year was they don't really care if you're there or not.
Yep.
They're going to offer this to you, and it comes, you know, and then you find that ability to start your wheels moving.
Self-motivate.
To get that, where before you were kind of forced. Now it comes from within, and it was surprising. The other thing is you can kind of look at, take classes that really focus in on what you want to do.
Yep.
And like you did, like this. But that program for kids that are maybe a little bit behind, got D's or things like this, to go over into that atmosphere, small classes, teachers that are instructors that are into that. And I'm not denigrating any high school teacher at all. they've got to work under certain parameters that colleges work under different parameters.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, just it's just the fact that we all know that one size just doesn't fit all. High schools meet the requirements of the students that they have in the best way they can, but then some students are kind of outside of those things that they can do. And so we just want people to know that there's extra options. You know, whether you're, we also work with a lot of homeschool students.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes homeschools need a little bit extra support as kids get a little bit older. They want to start making that transition to college.
That's a good point, too, because a lot of people like to homeschool their kids. Mm-hmm. And the kids are usually somewhat better educated in a lot of ways, but not in others. Depends on mom or dad or whoever's teaching them. So being able to take them to that next level is
Absolutely.
A big help.
Absolutely.
So you were talking about kids are having problems in school. You can get them up. Homeschool kids that maybe need those classes in math or science or whatever.
Absolutely.
To get them elevated. Yeah.
You know, if you have your high achievers, you want to, you know, they're ahead of the game, like you said. Maybe they're getting a little bored, a little disinterested in what they're doing.
Because they passed what's in their class a year ago just on their own.
Right? Yeah. Bring them out to us, and we can have them talk to our counselor, make them a plan, really start putting them in the classes where they're going to feel motivated and ready for success once they get out of high school.
Okay. We got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about we've already talked about how Wyatt heard about it and what you would say. Would you recommend it? We already kind of know what that answer is. But also back to Nathan here to talk about what is the steps to get your kids into one of these five or six different programs that's going to give them that advantage, either as a welder, a diesel mechanic, or electrical engineer. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the
Summer musical auditions are coming up at Shasta College. Come audition for our 2025 musical production of Guys and Dolls. Auditions will take place on March 10th, 2025 at 6 p.m. in the Shasta College Theater Building 500 and are open to students and the community of all ages. Ensemble members are still needed. Rehearsals will begin June 9th, 2025, and a detailed schedule will be provided to those cast. Contact Dr. Greg Thorson for more details.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
All right, welcome back to our morning show here on KCNR. Happy Monday on, well, gosh, daylight savings time, first Monday of, I think we're starting to come around now. Boy, I'll tell you, the anyway, it's Free Fire Radio.
Did you turn me off there?
I don't know.
I was snoring.
I don't know. It's pretty loud. It's okay, pretty gross. Sorry. Okay, so here we are. It's Monday, the 10th of March. Gosh, the week of, on this coming up weekend, we have the Turtle Bay fundraiser. That's going to be the big Turtle Bay fundraiser at Havana Nights, I believe it's called. Gosh, we've got the leprechauns.
The corned beef and cabbage, yes. Over there at the Reading Rodeo Ground. So I'm going to escort Linda over to the Turtle Bay and be with her until the corned beef and cabbage, yes, starts with the Rodeo Association. I'm going to run across the field there.
Hopefully you don't hit any skunks.
No. Oh, my gosh. I hadn't thought of that.
I haven't seen them out there in a while.
Not in a while. Anyway, we are here with Shasta College. Yeah. Peter Griggs always brings in a great show. And this is the early college programs, and there's so many of them. We were starting with one, and then two, three. Now there's five that we're talking about that are just – I hope parents need to listen to this show, because this covers the entire spectrum of kids going to school. You got people like Wyatt Grace here, and we're so happy you joined us today, Wyatt.
Thank you.
Who is, you know, quote, the unicorn type, that not only graduates from high school this year, he also graduates with two AA degrees, and they are in
math and electrical engineering, or just engineering.
Math and engineering.
And two, just engineering.
Two of the easiest courses out there. And then, but you have many others that are going to graduate from high school with an AA degree. There's 2,400 high school students enrolled at Shasta College in one of these programs. And, oh, this also, it's not just college. It's also the trades. They can graduate from high school with their certificate in a trade and go to work.
That's right. That's right.
Any of those trades, diesel mechanics, the logging one, of course, with Sierra Pacific doing that. What else? We have welding and...
It's a firefighter program.
Firefighter.
That's Cal Fire.
They can do it. They can take that one, too.
They can take it even when they're in high school. This is new to me. We learned this year. We had a number of students come out from West Valley, and they're starting with Cal Fire out there. So hopefully by the time they graduate, they're able to serve California as firefighters.
Well, if they graduate during the spring, summer, they ought to be able to get a job pretty quick. Every one of them is usually hired, if I understand this right. Almost every one of them is hired by graduation time. Wyatt,
Yep.
This will be our last time we attack you here. What would you say to kids or young adults about this program? I mean, you started when you were 14, which is that unusual?
I wouldn't say it's unusual.
Okay,
so it's more common, I would say, to be by, you know, once you get to junior, senior year, you have more availability.
Yeah.
But lots and lots of students start freshman year.
Okay. What would you tell, if you came back to Foothill next year, and you would be, I think, a great ambassador for this, any high school, what would you tell those students?
Just do it. Like, it gets you so far ahead. It's so useful. There's, like, no reason not to do it. It takes a little time, but you're getting such a head start. It's amazing.
And I think that's important. It gets you a head start in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Did it help your maturity level?
Definitely. Like, it's a different environment than
because they don't care.
Yeah.
So here's a question I have for you.
No, when I say they don't care, in high school, they're right there on top of you.
Oh, yeah.
In college, what I mean is they don't care. They are there to present it to you, and it's up to you. To be there.
Nobody's
forcing you to be there. The
question I have is that, you know, because we're talking about you being the unicorn, and you talk about your friends, we ask you what you like to do, and you hang out, you like to watch TV and go to the movies and stuff like that. But my question is, did you, as you're excelling, and you have this vision of where you want to go, did you find in this period of your, from 15, 16, maybe in your high school days, that you had friends that just, you know, you can't, it's hard to relate now because they just are in a freeze zone and you're, like, skyrocketing.
Yeah, there are some friends that ended up leaving behind. I mean, it wasn't just the track, like, immaturity and stuff, but then I found, obviously, new groups of people.
Right.
New interest.
Yeah.
I mean, it happens when
that align with you. This happens even in right now in our life, at our age. You know, sometimes you just, people, you don't align with them and they move on. But I was just wondering, because you are still of such a young age and so, like, advanced with this educational aspect now. I was just wondering about what that feels like. It's almost like a Michael Phelps. You know, you got to leave people behind sometimes because you're swimming in the pool 7 days a week. I mean, period. There is no vacation.
And your parents, when you're going through all this, achieving these things. Your parents, I'm sure they realized and they were very supportive of something like this.
Yeah, I think when I started, they didn't realize how far ahead I would get. But then once they realized, I think they're really happy about it.
All right.
Okay, Nathan.
Final word.
Let's finish up here with you. We've got like 3 minutes. What are your thoughts? What do you want to tell parents out there or kids that are listening?
So the very first thing that they should know, we've talked about a lot of programs today.
Yeah.
We have a great new website that organizes all of that information so you can find exactly what's right for your student. All they have to do is go to ShastaCollege.edu. They scroll down a little ways, and then on the left-hand side, it'll say Find Your Path.
Mm.
There's a bunch of boxes to the right, and one of them will say Taking College Courses While in High School. When you click on that, it'll display all of the programs that we've been talking about. Dual enrollment. That's when you take it at the high school. Concurrent enrollment. That's when you take it out of the high school day. Gateway to college. That's when you need extra units because you're a little behind. Or college connection. That's for seniors that are looking to take all of their high school courses out at Shasta College. If you need more information, please give our office a call. It's 530-242-7894.
Okay, give that again.
530-242-7894. 8974. My apologies.
I'm reading it upside down, so I figured I'll help him out.
And finally, we just 1 minute. Peter, thank you again.
Yeah.
But you talked about 15 to finish.
Right. Well, one of the questions was obviously, what is a full-time student? I know Carla was talking about that at the break.
I want to go out there so bad.
Well, we got a minute left.
Let's remind people that maybe you're not a high school student, but we still, if you're a full-time student, right? You go 2 years for tuition free. Okay. We also have certain classes that are zero textbook costs. If you do 15 units, we have what we call 15 to free, and you could qualify for up to $4,000 in order to help you with some of those educational expenses. So there are a number of programs we have in order to try and help you achieve your dreams through higher education. So reach out, give us a call, and we'll help you out.
You know, people talk about Shasta County and the amount of college graduates we have, and I don't know if they count the community colleges in there. They should, because they should. You are churning them out. And I don't mean churning, but I mean you are graduating a lot of people. Some that go into the trades, which everybody knows we need by far.
Definitely.
Others
yep.
going, like Wyatt, into 4-year universities.
Uh-huh.
It's something that you need to take a look at. Just give them a call at Shasta College or get their online.
You can go onto our website.
Website.
Which is, I'm on right now, and it's beautiful. You've done a great job with this.
Thank you. We have a lot of very skilled people who help keep that maintained.
Yep.
And so you'll definitely find what you need there.
Okay. We got to run. So hey, tomorrow, Turtle Bay and Shasta Regional Medical Center are going to join us tomorrow. Everybody, have a great... You know what? This week's going to be crazy as far as weather goes, but stand by. God bless America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life. Your health, your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center.